Janelle, we're sitting in a studio at the moment. It's just a big, long room. There's art all over the walls. There's paint all over the floor. There's a lots of works in progress. Tell me about this space. It looks like it's well used.
Yep, 6 days a week, 280 to 300 people, which surprises me because I only just added them up a little while ago. All ages, our youngest participant is 2, our oldest is 85, and huge variety, different people from all walks of life. Everybody just comes here. 85% of our client base or students have some form of disability.
What brings them here? What is it about art?
Art makes everyone better. Yeah. And because we don't care about the end result, all we care about is the process of doing it. So some people walk in and go, oh, I can't draw. That's, everyone says that. But we don't care if anyone can draw or not. We can start them colouring in. You know, we start them just pouring ink on things, moving around. It's all about having fun, and it's also really about communicating and talking to a lot of different people and making contacts. That's what it's about.
And why do you think that art is so good for the people that are suffering in mental illness or are recovering from one?
That, again, is a very big question. Lots of different studies. It's not just something that people go, oh, it just makes you feel better. It actually does change the way that your mind works. So particularly, as I said, with kids on the autism spectrum, adults with on the autism spectrum, it actually changes the different connections in your brain on the way that you perceive different things. Helps everybody, even kids doing maths, everything. If you have been involved in a creative process, it will make your life better.
Now, are you an artist yourself or are you a coordinator?
No, I'm probably not a very good coordinator, actually. I am an artist. I've been a practicing artist since I think it's like clocked up about 35 years or something. Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time, yeah.
And you've been doing this here in Moree at the gallery for 29 years?
Well, I walked in here 29 years ago when the place was spotless. It's just totally trash now, but we don't care. I've been back and forth for a while. But, yeah, it's fun. It's great. I love doing art. Always have.
Does it help with your own mental health, do you think?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. I'd be completely insane. I should say more insane if I didn't practice art. It's very relaxing. It's very focusing as well. And it's really important for everybody. Yep.
So the people that come here, you know, almost 300 from all ages, as you said, what sort of art are they creating? I mean, is it mainly just painting or is it absolutely everything?
Oh, no, we do absolutely everything. I'm a really bad sculptor, though, so we don't do much sculpture, but some people do. We do everything. I don't care what people do. I've got a lady that just wants to come and sit in crochet and we don't care. You can do anything. At the moment, we're experimenting with acrylic inks, which is so good. I can't tell you. Any artists out there, try them. They're really, really good. Yeah.
And can anybody come? Like, do you have to be a member of the gallery or just rock up? Does it cost anything?
Yeah, just become a friend of the gallery. If you're on a benefit, it's, I think, about $13. Family, I think it's about $30 for the year. No, just bring, you know, if you've got special art stuff, bring yourself. We sort of survive on, I don't know, things, you know, other people's kindness, really. But no, just come. You just turn up. If you can't come on one day, it doesn't matter. You know, you just turn up, you just do things, talk to people.
That was my first painting,
yeah,
here at the gallery. This is my profile. I was born here in Moree in 1967. I've just started doing art this in April of this year. As you can see by the pictures in my book, this is the first painting that I've done here, and then I absolutely got hooked.
Tell me your name.
Jason Mills.
And Jason, what did art do for you?
Well, it's taught me a lot of things. I didn't think I could paint, but as you can see by the paintings in my book, I've learned a lot. And then Janelle's a really great teacher. She's shown me a lot of things. I'm really, really enjoying it.
What were you doing before? Did you have a hobby or an outlet before?
No, I really didn't have a hobby or an outlet before, no. So the first couple of weeks I thought, well, what's the use of me coming here because I can't paint or draw or whatever. But then my caseworker just stuck a thing that I cut out onto a piece of canvas board. That was the first That was that first one.
Yep.
And I just got hooked from there.
You think, I can create something?
Yeah, I can create something.
And how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel proud, and my mother and father, they are really proud of me as well. I'm about 50 years old at the moment, and yeah, I don't see myself becoming a Da Vinci or Van Gogh or somebody like that, yeah. But, and then I have had people, even though I'm only a new starter to art, I have had people comment on what I've done. This year.
Well, well done.
Thank you very much.
And do you think that art has helped your own mental health, do you think?
Yes, I do, yeah, because I got out, meet people, and then just on the Saturday Gorm, we went out to the Gwaita wetlands, about 80 kilometres out of town, even though there was no wildlife there. It was an exciting trip. There was about 20 of us that went, yeah, and it was a really, really exciting day.
I'm Annabelle Simpson, and I'm the councillor down at Pius X Aboriginal Corporation in the Social and Emotional Wellbeing Unit.
How important do you think art is for our social wellbeing, our mental wellbeing?
Well, I think art's terribly important for every aspect of our life, actually. Art is the one true form of expression, isn't it? Visual expression, I guess you'd say. But I think it's socially, you're mixing with other people. Mentally, you're doing something for yourself, you're taking time out for yourself, which is so important, and you're able to express yourself. And if verbally is not the way you express yourself, you can do it on paper, and it can be visual, and pour yourself into that artwork. I think it's so important. And what they're doing here at the gallery is pretty amazing, actually, because they're supporting so many of these people that do have a disability, or live with mental illness, which of course is nothing to be ashamed of. But it's great for them to have something to calm and to do and to express themselves.
And Annabelle, what do you do to look after your own mental health?
I do yoga. Try to do a little bit of, puffy exercise. I'm not always so good at that.
Cardio.
Yeah, cardio. Well, that's what they tell you have to do. But I love the yoga. And being a counsellor too, I'm really into mindfulness, meditation, the breathing, all that lovely sort of stuff. So I find that really helps me.